Blog Talk Radio.
And now, here's your host, William Powell, the king of DC media.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the latest installment of the Inside Acting Radio Show. My guests tonight are Jeremy J. Sykes Butler and B. Cherie Patterson, who star in London and James, the trailer of which dropped today. The film is about the well-known and respected powerhouse team of London and James, who will stop at nothing to exact revenge on the killer of their childhood friend. Jay and Cherie directed and wrote the film, and the assistant director was Edwin Maker Jr. The film will premiere July 28, 2019 at 6 p.m. at Hoyts West Nursery Cinema 14. That's at 1591 West Nursery Road, Linthicum Heights, Maryland. Now, Jay's past films include Renegade and A Day in the Life, and Cherie is an award-winning actress who has appeared in 4 Points and Harriet Tubman, Soldier of Freedom, and the excellent stage play Flyin' West. You can find out more about the film at imdb.com. Search London and James, that's L-O-N-D-Y-N, ampersand James. You can find out more about Jay if you go out to Facebook and search Jay Sykes, that's P-S-Y-C-H-S. And Cherie is out on Facebook if you search for Bronwyn Patterson, B-R-A-W-N-L-Y-N. Yes, indeed. So I see that it looks like Jay is on the line. I don't know about Cherie, but she'll be joining us pretty soon. So let's see. Jay, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
All right. Fantastic. That's good.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. So I want to jump right in. And I know that you and Cherie worked together on this, and you collaborated. So talk about why you decided to collaborate and then how you split your directorial duties.
Okay. Well, way back, I know you came to see our premiere in Silver Spring at AFI Theater for Let Go.
Right.
I believe that was, 2016 or 17?
Right.
But way back then, we were, experimenting with our characters then. And we would randomly text each other these ideas for, spinoffs of, what if our characters were put in these different situations. So at first it started off as let's try to create a spinoff from these characters from Let Go. And eventually we were let's just create an entirely different movie, an entirely new project with new characters and, new situations for them to face. And we literally would text each other back and forth, these whole movie plots randomly.
Wow.
And we finally decided to sit down, get organized, get a script together, get a crew, a cast. And that's how things, came to be. And we pretty much, decided to split everything down the middle as far as directing. On set, I know that, a lot of her strengths are, pulling the emotion out of different actors and allowing them to improvise and get the best of their emotions on film. A lot of my strengths were, making sure they were adjusted right in the light and making sure, blocking, pretty much a lot of blocking situations were handled on my end as well. So we play off each other's strengths and weaknesses, and it was always great working with her.
Man, that's great. That's great. So, why did you choose an action movie?
I've always been fascinated with the action genre, and a lot of indie films you see can be, very emotional films, but it's rare that you see a lot of action in them. And when you do see action, you don't really see a deep plot and a deep story. So we wanted to pretty much challenge ourselves to do this since we both like these genres of movies.
Yeah. So now would you say that London and James has something to say about the nature of crime and violence?
Yes, yes. We have you seen The Equalizer with Denzel Washington?
Yeah.
Equalizer 1
oh,
and
yeah.
2. So
yeah.
While we were, you know, writing the script and forming these ideas, I got a lot of inspiration from The Equalizer and just how well put together both of those films actually were. Like, I don't have a favorite one. I like them both. And it just shows, you know, how far a normal person is actually willing to go when it comes to seeking revenge or seeking justice for other people.
Yeah, I can remember the original Equalizer way many, many years ago with Edward Woodward. It was excellent.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
So now talk about the
fight. I was just so fascinated
fight.
With that film.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very good. Denzel was marvelous. So talk about the fight choreography and, you know, the weapons training and all that. How did you handle that?
So up front, we were, you know, going over. I worked, you know, a couple movies with, you know, prop guns and gun safety. But to top that, Brolin has a lot of, you know, gun training and stunt training because she's done that in her prior films. So getting on set and putting our heads together, she did a lot of the stunt choreography. And the fight scenes ran pretty smoothly. The actors that we put in these situations were ready. They showed up ready and they were flipping and rolling and nobody got injured. I know you can see towards the end of the trailer that we dropped today, Brolin does this running kick off the wall and pushes the guy back through like a glass window.
That wasn't
special effects. That actually happened. It wasn't supposed
wow.
to happen, but we kept it in the film. That was actually the last take we shot for that fight sequence and kept the cameras rolling. And he went through the glass, and we were like, oh, gosh. But that shot looks amazing, so we kept it in the film.
Man, that's, wow, that's you really got into it.
Yeah. We were all just standing around after that take like, oh, gosh.
Wow,
but,
nobody
was hurt. Yeah, nobody was injured. Everybody had fun. He was actually, like, the guy that went through the glass was more excited about seeing it, like seeing the playback than anything. It's actually
good.
A childhood
That's
friend
a
of mine.
Sign.
He was also in A Day in the Life. Yeah, he's a great actor.
That's good. He's really gung-ho. So now you got to talk about how the film was cast.
Oh, so we did put out a lot of promotion and a lot of flyers on a couple Facebook groups that really ended up having a big turnout for our casting call. I believe we had about, I want to say 40 to 50 people at our casting call. And I know Sheree McCain also put out a word and a lot of people came out because they were referred by her. And we pretty much had in mind a couple of the cast members that we wanted to play these roles, but we had them come out and read their lines anyway. And some other people came out and just wowed us, just completely surprised us. And we couldn't have asked for a better casting call. It was like a perfect situation, perfect case scenario.
That's great. So, like, so how did you conduct your auditions? Was it just all sides or monologues or what?
Yeah, so we had sides. By that time, the script was pretty much finished. We were just going through and making edits. But we had them read sides from the film. And I know Thomas Lee, he came in, and I had him in mind for Detective Gamble. And once he picked up that script and read his lines, I know you're not supposed to say, like, on the day of auditions, like, you got this role, but in my mind, I was like, oh, he got this, because he could. And there was a couple other people like that. When they read their lines, I believe that they transformed into the character, and it was an amazing experience. And we actually did record all those sides for, like, behind the scenes, so we're going to figure out how to involve that later on when we start distributing.
Awesome. Yeah, so, man, you got to talk about your locations. How did you choose those?
So, we pretty much, it was up front, we were kind of worried. And then we started putting out fillers and talking to different people locally and a lot of local businesses. So B. Cherie in Columbia, she reached out to a couple brewing companies, and they literally just said, okay, we'll let you film here, and we'll give you, you know, the location for free for, you know, a couple hours. Just give us product placement. So in a lot of these scenes where you see, like, big warehouses and big bars, these were the locations that actually reached back out to us, and you'll see their brands and their logos. I know in the opening scene of the trailer, you'll see us, like, lift our glasses, and that's Black Flag. So shout out to Black Flag for letting us use their location. And another brewing company that let us use their spot was Cookie Crab. And both of those companies were just, those shoots look amazing. I know Edwin Playmaker, his aunt, loaned us that church that you see for the funeral scene. It looks amazing. It was a big, like, cathedral style church. So we've realized that, you know, we got these first few locations, we got to keep this up. Like, we can't step down. We got to keep moving up. So all the locations we got were really, really good. And it's a blessing.
That's awesome.
I don't know how we truly got all these locations, but we were praying for these things, and these things came through.
Man, that's right. That's right. So your talent, was it all non-union?
Yes. Non-union. And we hope to build up to a point where we can start getting a couple, you know, SAG actors and actresses on these projects. But, yeah, it was all non-union for this one.
Awesome. Yeah, so you had to talk about finances. How did you finance the film?
So pretty much B. Cherie and myself, we pretty much came out of pocket. We decided to take on this project and just split everything down the middle. So when it came to either booking locations or catering or props, like all the prop guns you see and the special effects, we pretty much just split everything down the middle. Up front, we tried to do a little bit of fundraising. We didn't have much luck with that. Now we do have a couple more resources that we wish we would have known before we started the project. But we pretty much just are out of pocket right now.
So you say resources, you mean something from Maryland Film Office or grants or something like that?
Yeah. Especially in D.C. Film Office. And I just found out about a website called Indiegogo that one of my friends was telling me about, and I've heard a lot of success stories from that. So looking towards future projects, I'll definitely be willing to invest in those and give those a try.
That's awesome. So now you got to talk about the comparison between acting in something that you had a hand in writing in as opposed to acting in something that's written by somebody else. How was that for you?
Of course, like writing, like we did for London and James, writing your own character is really, really cool because you get to pretty much you're getting your process of getting in character starts while you're writing. When you're you know, taking someone else's script, you have to get into the character that they had in their mind. But when you're writing your own character, you already see the vision from beginning to end. So I believe it's much easier to sink into that character and bring that character to life. Especially with like improvising on set, like you pretty much know the direction that you want to go and you see the whole vision. So I believe it's much easier to make that character believable when you have a hand in the writing process.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That makes it easier. So looking down in the future, do you see yourself doing more of these kinds of movies?
Yeah, I talk to people all the time, and they tell me, like, they're like, I hope you don't get typecasted as the villain, because you play a really good villain, but I want to see you play, like, a minister or a teacher or something. So I hope eventually I do get to play, you know, a good guy or a good, like, a nice character, but I don't mind being typecasted playing these villain roles. And James, in London and James is not really a villain. He's more like a vigilante, if you will.
Yeah.
But I love the action genre. These types of movies are what get me hype when I see them come out in theaters. So if I can make these movies just this specific type of movie for the rest of my life, I would be good. I would be happy.
Yeah. Let's talk about the characters. So you have James and you have London. So talk about those characters.
So London pretty much grew up, her childhood was rough, you know, struggling with finding different places to live. She didn't really have much of a family. James, on the other hand, he had family, but he had to struggle, and he had his own struggles. His mother was abusive, and he was going through his own thing. So London and James met as kids. And they, you know, were best friends growing up, and they met Sam. And Sam is played by Edwin Maker Jr. And they become, you know, best friends. And London and James are kind of like a Bonnie and Clyde, and Sam is like their ride or die best friend. So as you can see in the trailer, Sam gets into a little bit of trouble and ends up getting killed. And that's what sparks the whole revenge train for London and James. Now, before that happens, London and James are seeking justice for other people. So other people will bring their problems to them and they'll go handle them. So say you had somebody in your family that was getting abused, we would go take care of that situation off the books, off the records. And then you would pay us a fee or something like that. So we're doing that. We've been doing that for years. And then it hits home for us when our childhood friend Sam gets killed. And then we just take everything into our own hands and get our resources together and go after the person.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of talented people. Jackie Ellison, who plays Black Widow. Far One, who plays Brock. There's just so many. Mike.
Tammy
That's
Rogers.
Funny because Mike. Yeah, Tammy Rogers is in here. She plays Sam's mother. Yep, Tom. Tom plays Detective Gamble. We have Detective Evans played by Natia. Like it's an amazing cast. It's an epic cast. And some of these people were actually like my childhood friends. I know the guy that plays Brock. We went to high school together. We did our first film in high school at Eleanor Roosevelt. I was super skinny back then. He had to, like, lift me up in a scene. We always make fun of that scene. I hope that film does not see the light of day. But it started us on this path, and we've been rolling ever since.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. So you got to talk about this premiere, man. It's going to be hot. It's July 28th. Have you invited any special guests or celebrities?
We're still looking into trying to get some key figures out there. We do have some things set aside that are some surprises for you guys. We want to have this premiere be different than any other red carpet event that you've been to. So we're working on some big things to make this a night to remember. But we do want to get a couple well-known, especially local, celebrities out there. including yourself, because you always support, man. I definitely appreciate you. Every time we put a project out there, you're always, you know, first to call us, check on us, see how we're doing. You're always there interviewing us and filming. So I appreciate you, man.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you for those kind words. Absolutely.
No problem.
That's why I'm here. Yes, yes, indeed. Okay, so I think we just about covered all our ground here. So now, so what's the long-term plans for the film?
So we're going to enter, after we have the premiere, we're going to enter a lot of film festivals. And then hopefully around December, we're going to pitch this to Amazon Prime, get everything uploaded on there, and that will be our main distributor. Depending on, you know, the outcome and the turnout at the first premiere, we might have a second showing, but it just all depends on, you know, how many people request and how many people show up. So we're putting the word out there early. I know it's a couple months early, but we're trying to get as many people out there to experience this film as possible.
Absolutely, man. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. All right. Well, Jay, I really enjoyed the time. Yeah, wish you the best of luck with the film.
Thank you so much. I definitely appreciate you for having me on.
Okay. All right. Man, have a great night.
All right, you too.
Okay, now. All right, bye. All right, folks, remember to do something for your career every single day and break a leg. Night.
Under the dark, you pacify me. Hold my breath. Take me down, I won't fight. Beat of my heart, you drum inside me. Somewhere my death makes a sound no one can find. I never met anyone like you.
Beside me, till I play with your danger.